With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pressing ahead with efforts to unify Middle East nations in support of a peaceful political transition in Syria. He's meeting with Turkey's foreign minister after talks with President Erdogan to try to bring Turkey into a consensus to prevent Syria from collapsing into wider turmoil. Donald Trump's inauguration fund getting a boost from two tech giants. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Emmanuel Macron has announced his choice for France's next prime minister in a bid to end months of political turmoil in that country.
After a week of consultations with the various parties, President Macron has made his choice and France finally has the prospect of a new government. François Bayrou is one of the most experienced figures in French politics, a former education minister from the 1990s and a three times centrist candidate for the presidency. His MoDem party, with more than 30 MPs, is part of President Macron's camp. But now Mr. Bayrou's got the task of forming new alliances with groupings in parliament on the left and right. It's not going to be easy.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield. Thousands returning to their Malibu homes as weather conditions improved enough to help firefighters battling a Southern California blaze. The Franklin Fire still only 20% contained. The Dow dropping 103 points, the NASDAQ down a dozen. This is SRN News. Virginia is the next state on the abortion industry's list.
The Democrat-led General Assembly is expected to approve an abortion amendment in January, putting the Old Dominion on track to be the next state where voters decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in the Constitution. 10 states have approved pro-abortion referendums since Roe v. Wade was repealed, and powerful national abortion groups will be turning their attention and their lobbying cash to Virginia in the new year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The House has passed a new spending package for the Pentagon, which includes a ban on Defense Department health insurance plans covering so-called transgender medical treatments for children of military personnel. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas applauds the bill, saying issues such as transgenderism need to be pulled out of the debate on defense so we can get back to the business of defending this country. This is SRN News. The incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump likely to bring big changes to seafood, one of the oldest sectors of the U.S. economy.
Some in the industry believe the returning president will be more responsive to its needs. Many in the commercial fishing and seafood processing industries say they expect Mr. Trump will allow fishing in protected areas and will crack down on offshore wind expansion. Economic analysts fear Mr. Trump's pending trade hostilities with major trading partners Canada and China could make an already pricey kind of protein more expensive.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe, SpaceX launching a new mission, making its Starbase site a new Texas city. Billionaire Elon Musk's company has sent a letter to local officials requesting an election to turn what it calls Starbase into an incorporated city. Starbase is the South Texas site where SpaceX builds and launches its massive Starship rockets. More details at SRNNews.com.